由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Welcome to this broadcast as we look at the second temptation of Christ.
欢迎你来到我们这个分享耶稣基督面临的试探的第二次节目。
I think it's a fact that most people want to be popular.
我认为每一个人都是想得到众人的喜爱的。
I don't think very few people want to be hated and despised.
我不认为有些人愿意受到其他人的恨恶轻视。
Teenagers often dream of fame and popularity.
青少年人时常梦想着出名，而且是受人欢迎的。
And the second temptation of the Lord Jesus Christ has to do with gaining popularity.
所以耶稣面临的第二个试探就是跟名望有关。
We saw the first temptation was connected with pleasure.
我们见到第一个试探是关于享乐的。
The second temptation of the devil tries to tempt Jesus to exchange his father's approval for the approval of people.
耶稣的第二个试探是被魔鬼引诱耶稣去放弃父神的称赞来换取世人的称赞。
The devil tries to tempt Jesus to exchange the applause of heaven for the applause of men.
魔鬼试图引诱耶稣放弃天堂的喝彩来换取世人的欢呼。
He tried to get Jesus to exchange the supernatural for the sensational.
魔鬼试图引诱耶稣放弃属天超然的地位来换取肉体感官的满足。
Let's listen to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4 verses 5 to 7.
让我们一起来看下马太福音的四章第五到第七节。魔鬼在引诱耶稣的时候，第二个试探就是带耶稣进入了圣城耶路撒冷，叫耶稣站在圣殿的殿顶。他就对耶稣说，你啊，如果是上帝的仔，你咪跳下去咯。圣经啊话过，主要为你吩咐他的使者拿手托住你，免得你的脚掂到个石头。耶稣就对他话了，圣经上面又记载住话，你不可以试探你主你的上帝。
What is this temptation all about?
究竟这个试探是关于什么呢？
It's about getting Jesus to force God the Father to act in a way that is contrary to God's will.
原来魔鬼是为了引诱耶稣去迫使父神去违背自己意愿去行事。
It is a temptation to follow man's agenda, not God's.
它是一种去随从人的意思而不遵从上帝的意思的试探。
It is a temptation to presume on God's goodness.
它是一种滥用上帝仁慈的试探。
I want you to notice, my listening friend, how the devil was far less confused about who Jesus is than some people.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想告诉你，魔鬼比我们更加清楚耶稣是谁。
He said, since you are the Son of God, or because you are the Son of God.
魔鬼是这样说，既然你是上帝的儿子，或者是说因为你是上帝的儿子。
Prove your relationship with him.
证明啊，证明你和上帝的关系啊。
In the first temptation, Satan failed to get Jesus to distrust his father's timing.
在第一个试探里面，撒旦想让耶稣不再相信天父上帝的时间，但是他阴谋没得逞。
Now he digs a little deeper.
现在他就入深一点了。
When he said to Jesus, if you really are dependent on your father,
他对耶稣说，如果你真的信靠你的父上帝的话，
or if you really obey your father,
如果你真的信服你的父上帝的话，
then jump off this 450-foot cliff.
咁你就从呢个450英尺高嘅圣殿嘅殿顶跳落去啦。
Then we will know for sure if God really keeps his promises.
咁样我哋先能够确定上帝系咪信守佢嘅应许噶嘛。
This had to be the deadliest temptation of all.
我想话俾你听，呢个可以被称为最致命嘅试探。
In the previous temptation,
在前面的试探里面，
Jesus defeated the devil with the words of the scripture.
耶稣用圣经上面的话语击退了魔鬼。
So now the devil tries to tempt Jesus with the words of the scripture.
现在魔鬼试图用圣经上面的说话来引诱耶稣了。
And there is one thing about the devil that you must understand, my listening friend.
亲爱的朋友，对于魔鬼，你一定要明白一点。
If he can't beat you, he will join you.
如果佢唔能够打败你嘅话，佢就会谂办法去渗透去到你嘅内部进行破坏。
So if he cannot stop you from praying,
因此如果佢唔能够阻止你祷告嘅话，
he will come to you when you pray and say, "How long have you been praying about this matter?"
佢就会喺你祈祷嘅时候就去到你嘅旁边同你讲话。你祈咗几耐祷啊？
He will say to you, "Why is God not answering your prayers?"
点解上帝仲唔回应你嘅祈祷啊？
And if he can't stop you from reading and feeding upon the word of God, then he will join you.
跟住，如果佢唔能够阻止你阅读并且从上帝嘅话语里头吸取营养嘅时候，佢就渗透入嚟啦。
He will come to you and ask, "Do you really believe the Bible?"
魔鬼又去到你旁边同你讲，你系咪真系相信圣经噶？
If you really believe the word of God, then why don't you just stop working and have God provide for you?
如果你真系信圣经、信上帝嘅话语，点解你仲做嘢啫？唔好做啦，上帝会供应俾你噶啦。
In fact, the devil will quote the scripture by taking the scripture out of context.
事实上魔鬼是会断章取义地引用经文的。
He will always twist the meaning of the word of God.
他总是会曲解上帝话语的含义的。
And that's exactly what he does here in Matthew 4:6.
而魔鬼就是在马太福音第四章六节这里，他正正就是这样做。
He quotes from Psalm 91 verse 11.
他是引用了诗篇第91篇第11节。
He will command his angels concerning you.
因为他要为你吩咐他的使者来保护你。
What is the devil doing here?
魔鬼在这个地方是全心做什么呢？
He's saying to Jesus, "Jesus, you trust in the word of God, and that's fine, prove it."
他想跟耶稣说，耶稣你信上帝的话语吗？好啊，证明给我看咯。
Prove it by putting your faith to the test.
让你的信心接受考验，证明给我们看咯。
Jump and see if he can save you.
跳下去咯，看看他救不救到你。
And if he does save you, look at all these tens of thousands of people below.
如果啊，上帝救了你的话，你看看下面成千上万的人。
They will all worship you.
他们全部都会来敬拜你的。
They will crown you king.
他们会拥戴你做王的。
They will hail you as their hero.
他们会将你当成英雄这样来欢呼的。
You see, my listening friend, the problem with the devil is he never quotes the whole verse.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，魔鬼的狡猾就是在于他从来都不引用整节经文的。
He deliberately left out the most significant part of the verse.
他故意将这节经文最重要的部分忽略了。
The entire verse reads, "For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways."
完整的圣经诗篇91章第11节是说，因为上帝要为你吩咐他的使者在你一切所行的道路上面保护你。
What does that mean?
这句意是什么意思呢？
It means that God will save us when we are in His will.
佢嘅意思系，当我哋行喺上帝嘅旨意里面嘅时候，上帝就会救拔我哋。
God's promise is not a blank check promise.
嗱，上帝呢个应许呢，并唔系空白支票。
This is a conditional promise.
而系有条件嘅应许。
It is a promise that God's provision is for the godly person who lives within the revealed will of God.
这个应许是上帝会供应给那些敬畏上帝的人，他们遵照上帝已经显明的旨意而活的时候，上帝就会供应。
Psalm 19:13 says,
在诗篇第十九篇第十三节这样说，
Keep your servant also from willful or presumptive sins.
求你拦阻仆人不要犯任意妄为的罪。
In other words, do not presume on God.
换句话讲，唔好将自己嘅意思强加于上帝嘅旨意上面。
Those who refuse to take their medicine, they are presuming on God.
嗰啲咧病咗唔愿意食药嗰啲咧，系擅自解释紧上帝嘅旨意，话上帝会医治，使乜食药啫？
Those who refuse to plan for careful provision for their family are presuming on God.
那些拒绝为到供养自己家庭做计划的人，是在这里擅自解释上帝的旨意，上帝会供应的，使乜供应给家呢？
Those who refuse to consult God before making major decisions are presuming on God.
更加了，那些拒绝在做重大决定以前寻求上帝旨意的人，他们就是任意妄为。
You see, my friend, when you put God to the test, you are placing yourself in a superior position to God.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你看看，当你试探上帝的时候，你就将自己的位置凌驾在上帝上面。
Let me explain this.
让我去为你解释。
Does the teacher test the student, or does the student test the teacher?
究竟是老师要俾啲学生有测验，定系学生测验嘅老师咧
？What will happen if the student comes in and says to the teacher, "I'm going to administer a test on you"？
如果学生走埋嚟同老师话：，喂，老师，今日我要俾一个考试你，会点呢
？In addition to getting kicked out of class, the student is basically placing himself or herself above the teacher.
除了被赶出课室之外，我想这个学生最重要就是基本上将自己凌驾在老师上面。
And when you put God to the test, you are placing yourself in a superior position above God.
同样，当你试探上帝的时候，你就是将自己的角色凌驾在上帝之上。
Let me ask you this, my listening friend.
各位听众朋友，我想问你。
Had Jesus jumped and became popular with the crowd, how long would that popularity have lasted?
如果耶稣真系跳落去并且得到众人嘅拥戴，咁样呢种拥戴维持几耐咧？
Would that popularity have redeemed humanity?
呢种拥戴救唔救到人呢？
No way.
唔得噶。
Would that popularity have convicted them of sin and led them to repentance?
这种拥戴是不是能够让他们认罪并且引导他们悔改呢？
No way.
不得的。
But would that popularity have created temporary sensation?
究竟这种拥戴是不是能够产生一时的轰动呢？
Yeah.
是的，得的。
Would that stunt have captured the headline news?
究竟这种惊人的表演是不是会占据新闻的头条呢？
Absolutely.
会的，不过未发明报纸嘛，那时。
Would it have bedazzled people?
它是不是会让人眼花缭乱呢？
Of course.
当然会的。
But sensationalism is often short-lived.
但是追求轰动的效应往往都是短暂的。
Sensationalism is never lasting.
追求轰动的效应从来不会持久的。
Sensationalism is only temporary.
追求轰动的效应只能够是暂时的。
But above all, sensationalism never saves people.
更加糟糕的是，追求轰动的效应从来都不能够挽救人的生命。
Had Jesus opted for popularity, the whole plan of God for salvation would have been foiled.
如果耶稣选择了名望的话，这样上帝整个救赎计划都会成为泡影。
And that means that you and I would not be here today.
意味着今天你和我都不会在这里。
So how did Jesus defeat Satan?
那究竟耶稣怎样打败撒旦的呢？
To be a victor like Jesus, you must resist like Jesus.
如果你想成为好像耶稣这样的得胜者，你就要跟耶稣一样这样去对抗魔鬼了。
Let me speak to the men for a minute.
让我现在先跟男士们讲一句说话。
There are a lot of Christians, but men particularly, who can be aggressive and disciplined in their business.
有很多基督徒，特别是男士，他们可以在事业上面很积极进取，训练有素。
They can be aggressive and disciplined in the love of sports and playing of sports.
他们可以在爱好体育和进行体育活动上面很积极进取，而且成日都去做。
And yet, when it comes to spiritual warfare, they leave that to their wives.
但是对于属灵的征战，他们就推给老婆。
They let their wives do all the praying and interceding.
他们让到自己的妻子承担所有的祷告，所有的代求。
They let their wives do all the spiritual warring.
他们让到自己的妻子打所有的属灵征战。
They let their wives do all the resisting of the devil.
他们让自己的妻子去抵抗魔鬼。
Yet when you look at Jesus,
但是你再看看耶稣,
he personally resisted the devil.
他是亲自抵抗魔鬼。
And he stood toe to toe with the enemy.
他是和敌人势不两立。
And he stared down and defeated him.
他定睛注视着敌人，并且将他们击败。
He had the victory not just for himself, but for all those who follow him.
耶稣取得的胜利不单只是为了自己，更加是为了所有跟随他的人。
His mother did not do it for him.
他的妈妈玛利亚没有帮他完成这些这样的胜利。
His disciples did not do it for him.
他的门徒都没有啊。
Jesus personally did it.
是耶稣自己做的。
And we men must never take the back seat when it comes to being victorious in a spiritual battle.
所以各位男士，我们要在属灵的战场上面取得胜利的话，就一定不可以躲在后面。
God wants Christian men to be mature.
上帝希望基督徒的男士能够成熟啊。
God wants you to take ownership of your spiritual battles.
上帝希望基督徒的男士能够掌控属灵的征战啊。
God wants you in his power to be victorious in his name.
上帝希望基督徒的男士靠着他的能力，靠着他的名字而得胜。
And the blessings of your victory won't be just for you. It will be for the entire family and for everybody else surrounding you.
你在胜利当中得到的福气不单只是属于你自己，也都是属于你全家和你周围的每一个人。
Now listen to what God promised in his word to all who resist the devil and seek victory.
现在请你听一下上帝在他的话语里面是怎样应许那些抵抗魔鬼争取胜利的人。
Isaiah 54:17 says,
以赛亚书第54章17节说,
No weapon forged against you will prevail.
凡为攻击你造成的器械一定不会被利用。
1 John 4:4 says,
约翰一书第四章四节这样说，
The one who is in you is greater than the one who's in the world.
因为在你们里面的比那个在世界里面的更加大。
1 Corinthians 15:57 says,
哥林多前书第十五章五十七节说，
But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝，让到我们靠住我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
2 Corinthians 2:14 says,
哥林多后书二章十四节说，
But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ.
感谢上帝经常带领我们在基督里头跨城。
1 Corinthians 10:13 says,
哥林多前书十章十三节说，
No temptation has seized you except that which is common to men.
你们所遇见的试探无非是人所能承受的。
And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
上帝是信实的，必定不会叫你们受试探过于所能受的。
And when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it.
在受试探的时候，总要为你们开一条出路，叫你们能够忍受得住。
My listening friend, God has promised you victory.
亲爱的朋友，上帝已经应许你能够得胜。
And all you need to do is to trust in his power.
你所要做的就是信靠祂的大能。
Do you know what the significance of the words that Jesus quoted here?
你明不明白耶稣在这里所引用的这句说话的意义？
You shall not tempt the Lord your God.
你不可以试探主你的上帝。
Back in the book of Exodus, when God's people were whining and complaining and moaning,
在出埃及记里面，当上帝的百姓哭诉、抱怨和呻吟的时候，
After they saw one victory after another,
就在他们见到一个接着一个的胜利之后，
After they saw one miracle after another,
就在他们见到一个接着一个的神迹之后，
After they saw the hand of God time and again,
就在他们反复地见到上帝的作为之后，
After all of that, when they faced a problem, they complained and they moaned and they sulked and they soured.
经历晒一切呢啲嘢，佢哋一遇到困难就抱怨、就呻吟、就发嬲、就烦躁。
And finally, Moses said to them in the book of Deuteronomy 6:16.
最终摩西喺《申命记》第六章十六节同佢讲：
You shall not put the Lord your God to the test as you tested him at Massa.
你们不可以试探耶和华你们的上帝，好像在马撒这样去试探他。
My listening friend, you and I are tempted every day.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你和我每天都被引诱。
We are tempted to do what will make us popular with people.
我们被引诱去做那些让自己受人欢迎的事。
You and I tempted every day.
你和我每天都被引诱。
We are tempted to compromise our convictions of who we are.
我们被引诱成日都在这里确定我们自己是谁这个问题上面妥协。
You and I are tempted to sell our souls for the sake of popularity.
你和我都会被引诱去为了名望的缘故出卖自己的灵魂。
Let me tell you on the authority of the word of God as I conclude.
在结束的时候，凭着上帝话语的权柄，我要告诉你听，
That God will honor those who resist in his name.
上帝会尊重那些奉祂名的人，去抵抗魔鬼的人。
That God will honor those who stand firm depending on his power.
上帝会尊重那些靠祂的大能站立得稳的人。
As long as you seek the approval of God and not the approval of men,You will be the recipient of God's blessing.
只要你是寻求上帝的应许，而不是人的称赞，你就会得着上帝所赐的福气。
耶和华的心，我是平安的。 相遇时我要赞美，心靠到永
各位听众朋友，的确在基督徒的群体里面，我们很多时候都会被名望的缘故导致我们被试探跌倒，尤其是传道人，因为我们的薪金一定不会很多，所以基督徒的群体的领导呢会花很多时间去分享，而且因为你是领导嘛，所以会很有名气。咁而我哋有冇被名气所伴侣呢？我哋有冇被名气所引导我哋去离开上帝呢？我哋有冇为咗成为嗰啲大牧，成为嗰啲好有名嘅讲员，或者呢讲到呢要人人听完之后阿门阿门阿门嘅，而失去咗我哋自己呢？记得耶稣昔日都冇为到得到所有人嘅敬拜，佢本来可以一大声嗌我就是弥赛亚，咁就搞掂啦。点解佢要谦卑死喺十字架上面？耶稣冇跳落圣殿，等到所有人跪拜佢。我哋今日亦都要学识喺基督教嘅圈子里面，唔好为到名望而让到自己系被引诱去绊倒。所以各位听众朋友，呢个引诱好大嘅，呢个引诱的确系我哋面对嘅。我哋侍奉多，我哋冇钱嘅，但我哋侍奉多，啲人话啊，万峰好叻，你侍奉咁多啊，俾你做啊，咁有冇被呢样嘢引诱？记得要留意。所以各位记得下次继续留意天路导向，我哋下次节目嘅时候再会同大家分享另外一个嘅引诱。再会。